Hello.
Sorry, hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, this is Jim over here at Local Splash. I was calling to speak with the owner of Home Care and Repair.
This is him, Mike Itzkus. How's it going?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Splash.
Yes, sir.
What is Local Splash?
Yeah, we're a data service provider to Google and to Bing. And the reason for my call is we were just wondering if you're taking on any new residential or commercial jobs at the moment.
I am. I'm trying to pick up a little bit of work, and in fact, I'm at a conference right now, Journal of Light Construction, and I'm trying to connect with a couple of distributors.
Okay.
And one of which is a decking company that is kind of new to the area.
Okay.
So I'm trying to become a certified installer for their material.
Okay. And so you're in Newfoundland, is that correct, Mike?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And how far do you guys typically travel for the work there?
It kind of varies. It depends on the work. So, for instance, like I said, I'm trying to connect with this guy for, it's called Decorate, and their composite decking material. But if I picked up, like, a decking job, I would be willing to travel anywhere between, I would even stretch it out to, like, 100 miles for a good-sized job.
Okay.
But I've also gotten calls to do a lot of other stuff where somebody, because of the name of the company, I think Home Care and Repair, people pick up that I might be like a cleaning service or a handyman.
Right.
So they'll call me for something like that, but I can't, I can't make any money. It's not feasible for me to drive 50 miles to repair a doorknob. So, I mean, it all depends on the nature
the
of
job.
The job. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay. So, Mike, what we do here at Local Splash, we're an online data service provider with a specialty of getting people on that first page of Google for your services there.
Yep.
So if you wanted to target deck repair, deck maintenance, you know, build a deck, all that stuff, that is something that we could help you with, okay? So, and the other thing is when we program you to appear on that first page of Google, we block out a space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies from your territory who share your keywords or offer the same services. So does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess my questions would be, obviously, number one, money, cost. Brand new general construction company, I just started last year. I don't have a lot of expense. Now, I know I can write this off as a business expense, but I've already incurred some debt with tools and vehicles and things like that, and I'm now trying to push to pay that off. So I guess my thing would be cost, and is it price per keyword search, or is it a general just one-shot cost, and I can tell you to put in whatever keyword searches I ask you to, like, do the whole gamut of general construction, contracting, decks, kitchen and bath, and all that stuff.
I got you. So, it's a combination is the best way that I can describe it. Our fees are flat rate month to month, never any contracts, because we believe if we're not doing the job, then obviously, just like with, if you don't do the job, you're getting kicked out, right? So same concept here. Okay. And then we can use whichever keywords that you would like us to use. And they can, you make that determination on which ones you want to use.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not, it's like if I choose like two keywords for search or if I choose 10 keywords for a search, it's the price isn't going to really change.
Right. You got it. Yep.
All right. Okay.
So,
listen, I'm running late. I've got another seminar that I need to step into right now. Is there a way I can call you back? I'm really interested about this because I'm trying to get off of Angie's List right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of my, advertisement is going into Angie's List. And, mm-hmm. And it's proving to be a bit of a waste of money. I am getting some good calls, but like I said, mm-hmm. a lot of it is coming. I don't know if Angie's List doesn't have keyword search engines that they're doing or if they just put my name out there and then people search and find my company name because I'm getting calls to do, like I said, people are expecting with the name Home Care and Repair. Mm-hmm. They think I might be a cleaning service or I'm a handyman. And that tends to be a lot of the phone calls that I'm getting, and that's wasting my time because I'm a one-man shop. I'm running the business. Mm-hmm. I'm answering the calls. I'm returning the calls, and I'm doing the work. So I'm wasting time calling people mm-hmm. that aren't interested in calling me back or, well, you get the point. I would like to get in touch with you and maybe shift gears from Angie's List to this. This could be an opportunity. I do have to call. What is a – give me a second. I'm – minus a pen right now.
No need for a pen, Mike. I can text you my information.
Yes, perfect.
Okay. All right. Please. So let me do that while I have you on the phone right now.
Okay.
And if my computer decides to behave itself. And then... What's a better time to talk to you about this today?
Okay.
I just sent it.
Let's say between 2:30 and 3:00.
Okay. I will call you back then. 2:45. All right. I got it down. I'll call you back. Did you get my text, Mike?
Something just popped up. Let's see. That I'm sure happy hour in the hall is not you. Hang on.
No, that's not me. That sounds like a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Mike, it's Jim over at Locals. Yes, I got it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Cool. I'll call you back this afternoon. You have fun at the next seminar, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye. Bye.